Yom Yerushalmi corresponding to Yom Bavli, Daf Yudchef. We begin Yerushalmi on Daf Vav Amud Beis at the Mishnah. Masu Levakenim Mevikne Beis Din Koyin Lefanav Beseder Hayayim Va'im Loi Ishi Koyin Godol Ka'ay Atar Beficha Shema Shachachta Shema Lo Lamadta. The Mishnah says they handed over to him Zekenim from the Zekenu of the Beis Din. They read in front of him Seder Hayayim, the order of the day of Yom Kippur, and say to him, Ishi Koyin Godol, read with your mouth, perhaps you forgot or you didn't learn. Erev Yom Kippur in the morning, they stand him up in the eastern gate and pass in front of him bulls, rams, and lambs, so he'll recognize them and be accustomed to Aveda. The Gemara says, Shema, Shachachta Hashema lo lamata, lekein tani, v'hakoyin hagodol me'echav, shetei gudulosei me'echav, asher yusak avoyshe shemenamishcha. The Gemara asks the question, why does it say perhaps you forgot or you didn't learn? Wasn't it taught, and the Kohen, who is greater than his brothers, his greatness over his brethren is in the following ways, that the oil, anointing oil, was poured on his head. Rabbi Omer, Benoi, Bekoyach, Ba'isha, Bechachma, Ubamara. Rabbi says he's greater in beauty, in strength, in wealth, in wisdom, and in appearance. And Rabbi Yossi, Bubun, Rabbi Yosef Rabban answered that the drasha that is greater in all these ways, including in Chochmah, was fulfilled in the first Beis HaMikdash. Our mission discusses the second Beis HaMikdash, where Kohanim were appointed through bribery. They stand him in the eastern gate. Where did they stand him? In the inside or on the outside? If you say it's outside, it's like what a Mishnah taught there, that there were five tefillos that day. One is because a person would not enter the Azor for Aveda, even if he was Toho, until he immersed. And four were for Yom Kippur. He stood outside because one may not enter the Azor without tefillah, even not for the sake of Aveda. If so, then the first tefillah of Yom Kippur is due to entering the Azor and not due to Yom Kippur. In Tema, Mibifnim, Kulem Machmas Yom Kippurim. And if you say that it's inside, you should say this shows that one may enter the Azor not for the sake of Aveda without tefillah, because it does not say that he immersed. All five tefillahs of Yom Kippur, therefore, were due to Yom Kippur. Ma'avirim lefanav paim ve'ilim v'kvasim. Mishnah said they passed in front of him bulls, rams, and lambs. Lamalei Amar Seir, why doesn't it say a goat? Amar Abba Kartigna, but like Kach Einu Zokuk Laharis. Abba Kartigna answered that even without this, he does not need arousal for a goat. It's the main kapor of the day. Ashkach Tani Veseir. And the second answer is we actually do find a Tani who teaches also a goat. We come now to the next Mishnah, Halacha Dalad. All 7 days they would not withhold from him food and drink. On Erev Yom Kippur, close to dark, they did not let him eat much because food brings about sleep. The Gemara says, Tani, lehoyu manich moisei, lechol, lehoy chalav, lehoy beitzim, lehoy gvino, lehoy basa shamein, lehoy yain, yashan, lehoy kundetun, lehoy grisim, shelpur, lehoy adoshim. The Gemara says, a brisa, they didn't let him eat milk, eggs, cheese, fatty meat, old wine mixed with honey and spices, grits of beans or lentils, because these things can lead him to similar missions. Shmuel amar lo v'lo esrog v'lo kodol shu ma'ogil l'ziva. Shmuel says they didn't let him eat esrog or anything else that leads a person to ziva. Even so, they applied to him the pasuk. Well, if Hashem will not build a house, means, and it says that if Hashem will not guard a city, if God keeps his watch in vain. Meaning that even though they were careful of what he eats, Hashem has to guard him. The Gemara asked, was this not amongst the miracles in the Beis HaMikdash that the Kohen never had an emission on Yom Kippur? Why do they need to be so careful about what he eats? And Rabbi Avin, Al Shem Loi Tinasun. Avin answered, this is due to the phrase, Lo Tinasun, don't test Hashem, don't rely on a miracle. Am Rabbi Yosef Rabun, can be wish and become a shiny, and the second answer is from Rabbi Yosef Rabun, the miracle was fulfilled in the first Beis HaMikdash, and our mission discusses the second Beis HaMikdash.